Hey, it's your boy Rappy Mc...
Ah, fuck it.
Hey, you dumb fucking dingbats. This is Rappy McMotherfucking Rapperson up your ass reading some shit from the Phone Losers of America book. The audio book, that is. All right, here we go. Let's pick up from where we left off. Page 39. Remote overhead paging. Reading tons of uninformative and useless PLA articles while listening to RBCP ramble on about irrelevant topics on the phone show has wasted my life. I have gained over 270 pounds while sitting here at the computer, but I must admit that I owe it all to the PLA. Fish Freak. In 1994, while living in Portland, Oregon, I regularly shopped at a large chain of stores known as Fred Meyer. If you don't live in the Northwest, then you may have never heard of them, but they're about the equivalent of a Super Walmart. It was primarily a department and grocery store, and there wasn't much you couldn't find at a Fred Meyer, you fucking dingbat. I shopped there often, and it was a nice chain of stores, but that didn't stop what I did to them. During the time that this incident happened, all of the employees at Fred Meyer were on some kind of union strike, so there was temporary employees working in the stores while the strikers lounged around in front of the stores, holding signs trying to get cars to honk at them. Fucking attention, fucking whores. The fact that none of these regular employees were working just added to the chaos, which made it even more fun for me. We always hoped that everyone would... Let me turn this motherfucking page. Speculate that the strikers were somehow responsible for what happened. My girlfriend and I were walking around Fred Meyer, located at the Gateway Shopping Center, and eventually got separated. And she went off to find something she needed. After walking around for 20 minutes and finding no sign of her, I decided to pick up one of the store's phones and page her while I was waiting. The store phones were located on posts every few aisles for employees to use. I found one in the toy department and looked at the huge list of all the different departments they had to choose from. Finally, finding one for the all-store page listed at 1800, I dialed the 1800, heard a loud click throughout the store. Then I announced, "Colleen Card to the toy aisle. Colleen Card to the toy aisle." While I was waiting for her to arrive, I examined the phone and noticed that all the department numbers were in the same format as the store paging number. They were all four digits, and most of them started with the number 1, electronics 1296, hardware 1693, etc. So I wrote down two phone numbers listed in front of the phone and a few department numbers in the paging extension before Colleen and I went to Burger King for a tasty meal of Whoppers. By the time we finished eating, I'd come up with this really great plan that I was pretty sure wouldn't work, but I knew I wouldn't rest until I tried it. The next morning, while Colleen was at school, I went back to the same Gateway Fred Meyer to test out my idea. I went to one of the payphones that were located on the store's entrance and made a call to inside of the store.
"Fred Meyer Customer Service, may I help you?"
"Yeah, this is Dave in Electronics," I said. "Could you transfer me to extension 1-800? I can't get it to work from here."
"Okay, wait a minute, please."
For just a second, I heard the funky Fred Meyer hall music, and then total silence. I wasn't sure if I was on the overhead paging system or not, so I hit the star button and heard it echo inside of the store. I was expecting complete failure with this idea and couldn't believe that it worked. I took a look around the entrance, and there were a few people inside with me, so I couldn't really say anything loud for fear they're figuring out what I was up to. So I began playing Help Me Rhonda on the touch-tone keypad, pound, 6'3", 6 pound, pound, 6'3", 6. Something I'd learned to do from watching the movie Short Circuit 2. And I listened as my musical masterpiece echoed throughout the entire motherfucking store. I couldn't wait any longer for the people there to leave, so I turned my back on them, and in a low voice I said into the phone, "Fuck you all! You're all going to hell! I will kill you! I am Satan!" And other various childish things. Now, you'll have to excuse the complete lack of creativity with my first Fred Meyer speech, as I realized that a grade schooler could have come up with something better than that. I just didn't have anything planned, and I couldn't speak very loud, and I felt that I had to say something that would hopefully shock or offend the people inside, just so I could witness those sexy fucking reactions. I hung up the phone and quickly walked into the store. Passing by the photo section, I heard a customer explain to an employee, "Did you hear that crazy guy?" But the employee wasn't too talkative, so that didn't go anywhere. When I got to the deli, things were considerably more active. A guy in a suit, possibly a manager, was talking to another important-looking guy, and the suit was pissed. I went over to the deli, pretended to look at some menus so I could listen. I was thrilled to hear them talking about me. I heard a few things to the effect of, "Well, Dan's looking around for him right now, and if I catch the little fucker..." They thought someone in the store had just picked up their paging phone and done it all from the inside. Looking past these men, I noticed a few guys patrolling the aisles with two-way radios on their belts. Once things settled down at the store, I got bored and went back home, waiting for Colleen to return from school. That afternoon, I excitedly told Colleen that I'd succeeded and wanted to try it again. So we picked up the phone in her room and called the same Fred Meyer. And then I got the service desk and asked to be transferred to extension 1800. We heard hold music for a second, and then dead motherfucking silence. The first thing I yelled into the phone was, "Don't shop at Fred Meyer!" That was the slogan that the on-strike employees were using on their signs and shouting at cars. So I... excuse me. So I thought that it would liven it up to... Well, let me just read it normally. That's good. All right. I'm going to read normally now because my throat hurts. "In more ways than one, you heard? Zing!" All right, so they're at the Fred Meyer. They just yelled the slogan that the strikers were yelling. All right, okay. "The first thing I yelled on the phone was, 'Don't shop at Fred Meyer!'" That was the slogan that the on-strike employees were using on their signs and shouting at cars. So I thought that would liven up the whole strike thing. And if nothing else, maybe make the local papers. I blasted my Good Morning Vietnam CD into the phone, which started out with Robin Williams screaming, "Good morning, Vietnam!" and plays the clips of all his best radio stuff, including the foul language and bad jokes. Then we played a few good clips from the Jerky Boys' first cassette and started making random silly pages to different department stores, different departments at the store. After about 20 minutes, I hung up the phone so I could call back to make sure I was really on the paging system and not just talking to myself like an idiot for the past 20 minutes.
"Fred Meyer Customer Service, may I help you?"
"Could I have the shoe department, please?" I asked.
Please hold," she replied.
A few seconds later, Kate from the shoe department picked up her phone.
"Hi, Kate. This is Dan from store security. Someone told us they saw someone playing on your phone there, and they were saying some vulgar things on the overhead paging system."
"Oh, no, sir. That wasn't from this phone. They think it was kids in the food aisle. The security guys are looking for them right now.
I thanked her and hung up. Now we knew we were getting through. Oh, yeah. So I called them back once again and asked customer service to connect me to extension 1800. By this time, I guess she had figured out what I was up to because she refused to connect me. I hung up and called back asking her to connect me to lawn and garden. When an employee there answered, I used the usual ruse and had them connect me to 1800 with no problems. Over the next 2 hours, Colleen and I broadcast whatever we felt like to an audience of probably 100 or so shoppers and employees. We cursed, told jokes, we made fun of race and religion, oh boy. And we ordered price checks on sexual items and paged people in the departments that didn't exist. We announced 90% off sales and real and fictitious items. We read children's books, but changed the wording around to make them as demented and disgusting as possible. We read phone sex ads, poetry, played the harmonica, and sang songs. Around the end of the broadcast, I made a special announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? At this moment, I'd like you to direct your attention to the individual working in lawn and garden. She is the very person who screwed up and allowed us to take over your paging system. Not that bright of an employee, if you ask me. But hey, we're dealing with Fred Meyer, right? So, ma'am, if you haven't been fired yet, thank you very much.
Can you imagine the chaos and confusion caused by this? For a full 2 hours, we had complete control of their paging system. For some reason, they couldn't turn it off. They couldn't even turn the volume down. Maybe they just didn't know how. They were probably searching the store for the entire time for someone using their phones, obviously oblivious to the idea that someone could be doing it from miles away. The managers must have been horrified and frantic during those hours, trying to figure out what to do while dealing with confused and angry customers. For a few days after this, broadcasting silly messages to all the Fred Meyer stores around Portland became our new favorite activity. But it didn't take long for Fred Meyer to figure out how we were getting in. They tried to put a stop to it by alerting all of the employees never to transfer a call to the overhead paging extension. It got harder and harder to get transferred, and finally impossible. Some of the employees told us they knew what we were doing and said that it could never happen again. That sounded like a challenge. So Colleen and I went to Gateway Fred Meyer again and wrote down the extension of a phone in the middle of a grocery department aisle. Interesting. I hung out next to the phone while Colleen went to the payphone at the entrance. Oh, and had herself transferred to that extension. I picked up the ringing phone and transferred her to 1800, which went back to the payphone at Joiner. We said a few assorted things into the phone, such as "Ha ha, we got through." Na 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 na. So soon after that, we left, but it worked. A few days later, we called from home and asked to be transferred to that same extension in the grocery store. A stock boy picked up the phone, and we told him exactly what to press, and we were broadcasting once again. Apparently, he didn't get the memo.
Because he's probably one of them newer employees, you heard?
After that night, we became rather bored with the whole idea of taking over their paging system, mostly because we'd run out of material to yell at the customers. I was a little bummed that none of this ever made the newspapers, which I was sure was going to happen. Not receiving any press for this didn't give me much motivation to continue. Weeks later, hanging around the Portland airport, as I often did, talking on the payphones and using my laptop to dial into bulletin board systems. As I was sitting at the payphone talking to my friend Zach, I noticed some gray phone wiring hanging down next to my phone. Reaching under the privacy wall, I found several phone lines which I correctly assumed went to the other pay phones next to me. We decided to cut into the lines and make some three-way phone calls to Fred Meyer stores. Since I didn't have anything to cut with, I walked over to the airport gift shop, stole a pair of fingernail clippers. Back at the phone, I used them to splice open the wires of the phone next to me. I accidentally ended up cutting one of the wires completely in half, which caused the Japanese girl at the phone to me to look distressed, start yelling urgently into the phone, and hang up and walk away to find another one. Whoops! I left that side of the wire clipped so no one could interrupt our phone calls. We ended up with access to another phone too, which I would bridge onto our line whenever someone came to use it. We could silently listen in on their conversations. Listening to a man enter his calling card number made me realize I'd found an awesome new way to steal credit card calling card numbers. After getting bored with eavesdropping, I used my little extra line to call the Fred Meyer store in Beaverton. We had no problem getting into their overhead paging system, saying whatever we wanted to their employees and customers. We decided that it'd be funny to call store security for the Gateway Fred Meyer and laugh at him about our past exploits on the paging system, since that's where most of our antics had taken place. Keep in mind, we're brainstorming all of our wacky ideas and making plans while the audience at the Beaverton store listened to everything we said. I called up Gateway and asked to be transferred to security.
Security, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roy Gerbil from the Oregonian newspaper. I was calling concerning the problems that I've been hearing about with your paging system.
Well, sir, that's a problem that's been taken care of. What was happening is some kids were dialing from the outside.
The security guy rambled on for a while about the paging system problems at their store and how it had been taken care of as I continued to ask him questions. Finally, I decided to let him in on the joke.
Sir, are you aware that you're participating in a four-way phone call right now? As we speak, our voices are echoing throughout the bowels of Fred Meyer and Beaverton. Now, you say that you're security for Gateway Fred Meyer, correct?
He went completely silent after that, and the line clicked and he'd hung up on us, probably frantically calling the Beaverton store to find out if he really just did conduct a live interview with the pranksters. I then made an announcement to the Beaverton shoppers.
Yes, yes, shoppers of Fred Meyer. This is the kind of intelligent people you're dealing with every day by shopping here.
We hung up and immediately called the Beaverton Fred Meyer back and asked the customer service lady if we were really on their system. She verified. What a nice lady. She verified that we were, so we laughed at her, then asked to be transferred to Extension 1800 again, and she told us to please hold.
Security, may I help you? The voice asked us.
No, she must have misunderstood us, Zach replied. We didn't want security. We wanted Extension 1800 so we can frolic around your paging system, you dumbo.
Well, sir, I don't think that's going to happen,
security snapped back. Weeks later, I was passing the time at the Clackamas Town Center Mall payphone for one reason or another, and I ended up calling security at Fred Meyer again. A female security lady answered, and this time we ended up having a long conversation together. I told her that I was the one responsible, and she tried to scare me by saying,
I know who you are. I have the same number on my caller ID here.
As if she traced my phone call.
Well, ma'am, do you think it was funny?
No, not at all, actually.
I bet you smiled, though.
Well, yeah, until you started getting vulgar. You really upset quite a few shoppers here.
Colleen, Zach, and I continued to play on the paging systems of Fred Meyer for the rest of the year. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, gotta crack my back. I've been reading for a while. Let's take a stretch break here. Stretch break. Let's have the listeners take a stretch break. All right, if you're listening right now, breathe deeply. Let it out. And again, breathe deeply. And out. Now breathe deeply, thinking about the the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him come into your lungs, your spirit, your heart. Here, here, come on. Here, let's go. Oh, yeah. And breathe Jesus out. No, wait, no. Breathe Satan out. And phone losers, let's go. Breathe Jesus in. And Satan out. Wow. I feel, do you guys feel good? I feel really good. See all that? The power of Jesus is deep inside us. Deep inside you. Now get on your knees. Phone losers, come on. Get on your damn dirty knees and flap those lips in praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, you fucking heathens. All right, back to this book. So we got the, where were they?
Where were we? I got so caught up in this jerk-off session. Ooh, I'm a sweaty. Speaking of sweat, you guys like drinking water? It's the purest form of H2O on the market, and it'll make your dick rock hard.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Come on, stop distracting me, phone losers. You gotta, you know, let's think, let's do the breath thing. All right, let's get back, let's do this. All right. Okay. Okay, so they just talked to that lady.
Well, not until you, well, until you started getting vulgar, you really upset quite a few shoppers.
Colleen, Zach, and I continued to play on the paging systems of Fred Meyer for the rest of the year until I moved to Texas, where Fred Meyer didn't exist. No matter how hard they tried to train their employees, we still managed to slip through the occasional occasionally and say whatever we wanted to everyone in the store. We were successfully broadcasted to every store in the Portland area several times, and then started doing the same thing in other areas of Oregon and Washington. About a year later, I published this story in the PLA text file on the internet, and suddenly a lot of people were getting into the Fred Meyer paging system and writing in to tell me about it. In 1996, Colleen and I moved to Albany, New York, and decided to try getting into the paging systems there. It worked. It was fun. But we never bothered to do it again. Months later, a friend of ours managed to get into the paging system near Corvallis, Oregon. By the time we had moved out of Albany, they seemed to have closed the holes in the paging systems because we couldn't get on any of them, no matter how hard we tried. It took them 2 full years to finally prevent us from ever doing it again. The only thing I could never figure out, which was why they couldn't somehow get rid of me when I was on their paging system. Why couldn't they shut off their store paging? Why couldn't they shut off their all store paging system? Why couldn't they disconnect the speakers or at least turn them down? Why couldn't they pull the plugs on the phone for a second and pull them back in? Why couldn't they just hang up a line or two? Many times we stayed on the line for an hour at a time, saying obscene and bizarre things to all the customers in the store, and they appeared completely helpless to stop us. They had to know that we were calling from the outside, especially after we'd been doing it for months, but we never got disconnected once we got in. We were on the air until we decided to hang up the phone. It seemed like it would have been an easy thing to kick us off, but apparently it wasn't. Yeah, fucking all these corporate weirdos, they have all these bureaucracies, and once you do something to smash to do something and to not to do it, you know, that they don't know what to do. You're fucking throwing a, they have all these gears laid out, and you just throw a fucking little tiny little wrench in there. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Everything explodes. All right. Is this a sleeper cell terrorist organization? All right. In 2001, Evil Cal and I were bored and decided to call up Gateway Fred Meyer and try to get into the paging system again, just to see what would happen. The girl who answered the phone told us there was no way to transfer to Extension 1800 anymore. We told her that in 1994 we used to get in all the time and asked her if she was working back then. She said no, but she'd heard about the incident. She seemed pretty amused that we were talking about it to her. We transferred to security and asked him about the 1994 broadcast.
He knew exactly what we were talking about,
but he wasn't amused at all because he was a fucking loser. I can't remember exactly what he said to us, but I remember him not having a sense of humor. But it's good to know that we're remembered all these years later, just like Jesus Christ. And that is the end of the chapter, read by celebrity and sexual deviant Rappy McRapperson, buck naked, reading the fine, fine words of Mr. Bradley Cartier, the fine literature, and yes, and on to the next chapter.